Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So let's recap and then open with the breaking news. Channel 5 reporting, and we are now as well, the name of a local lawmaker was found on the hit list allegedly made by a man in Minnesota. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver's office confirming the Capitol Police said that his name appeared on a list believed to be written by 57-year-old Vance Belter. Quoting here from Cleaver's office, "Yesterday my office was made aware that my name appeared in the evidence collected in the case regarding the suspect in Minnesota, who was accused of murdering a state lawmaker and her husband, as well as attempting to murder another lawmaker and his wife. Belter surrendered to police in Minnesota last night after they found him in the woods near his home. Hundreds of officers were involved in the massive manhunt over nearly 2 days that began near Minneapolis." Continuing the quote here from the Congressman Cleaver. "While I am relieved that the suspect has been apprehended, my office is coordinating with local law enforcement to ensure my family, my staff, and I remain safe and secure. However, I will not allow this kind of political violence to prevent me from continuing my work on behalf of the Missourians in the 5th Congressional District." And we learned a lot more today than we knew when we went to bed last night. Belter, 57 years old, as we mentioned, had a list of roughly 45 people in his SUV.
Yep.
There were other notebooks. There was talk early on over the weekend that there was a manifesto. The Fed said today that's not accurate. There's a bunch of writings, you know, just random thoughts, but it's not, don't think of a manifesto like the Unabomber. Here's something we did not know. His first stop was to Senator, and I'm going off the top of my head here, Hortman's house at about 2 o'clock in the morning, roughly. Parked his SUV with, I don't know where he got him, but police lights activated on top of, light bar, thank you, activated on top of the SUV.
Because a neighbor looked out the window and saw what he assumed to be a police SUV out front.
Right. So he goes to, and the license plate just said police. Okay. Normally police here do have license plates, but it doesn't say police. Anyway, it was a black license plate with, and they said that the letters, P-O-L-I-C-E, were like the letters you would buy for a yard sale sign at Home Depot.
Right.
All right. So anyway, he goes up to the state senator's door at about 2 in the morning and is banging on the door. He's wearing a makeshift police uniform, and he's got a silicone mask pulled over his face.
Creepy, awful mask.
Yeah. As they said at the news conference, it's something out of nightmares. The state senator obviously rustled from sleep. He and his wife are downstairs at the door like, what the hell's going on? And the state senator says through the door, and I think I'm getting this correct, who is it and what's going on? And he says, it's the police. open up. I'm here on a report of gunshots heard inside your home. The state senator opens the door, sees that there's a guy out there dressed like a cop. He's got a flashlight in his hand. He's pointing the flashlight at the state senator. He lowers the flashlight, and the state senator can see that he's got a silicone mask on. He says, "You're no cop." At this point,
he's already in.
He pushes his way in and says, "It's a burglary," and then opens fire. Shoots the state senator, I believe, four times. Shoots his wife, I believe, four times. Both are still alive, thank God. Then we later learn today, he didn't go straight over to the speaker's house. He went to two other state lawmakers' homes. And for whatever reason, one of them was on vacation.
He was going right down the list.
We don't know why at the next house, the third house, they didn't come to the door. Maybe they weren't home. Maybe they were home and were scared. I don't know. At this point, word's getting around to the suburbs of Minneapolis-St. Paul that a state senator has and his wife have been shot. A very astute sergeant at one of the other, I believe it was Brooklyn, what's the next word in that town? I can't remember. Brooklyn Hills or something like that. I can't remember. He is getting off duty, or she's getting, I believe it was a she, is getting off duty and tells two police officers in the parking lot, "Hey, swing by the speaker's house.
And just check."
Yeah. And I actually think I may have contorted the names. I believe it was Hoffman was the name of the state senator. Hortman, it was saying, "Will you check me on this? I don't want to be disrespectful." Hortman was the name of the speaker who was shot and killed, and so was her husband, Mark. And the sergeant says, "Hey, swing by the speaker's house and just make sure everything's okay." Well, they roll up on the speaker's house, and there is what they believe to be a cop car in the front drive.
Yes, Mark and Melissa Hortman were the two that died.
Melissa Hortman being the former speaker.
Correct. Okay. Yes.
So
and their dog, their beloved rescue dog, by the way.
These two police officers get out of their cop car, and they're... And he's standing on the front porch of the Hortman's house. And he turns around and immediately opens fire on these two officers. They duck for cover. He breaks into the house, shoots Speaker Hortman and her husband, Mark, goes out the back door, drops his 9mm, his body armor, and his silicone mask, jumps the fence, or maybe they don't have one, runs through the backyard, and he's free for the next 36 hours.
Okay, so we have since learned that for some reason he is married with five children, one son and four daughters, I believe, was living with two dudes in a rental part-time, yet look at the compound of a house that he also shared with his wife.
This is way out in the country, a very long, windy,
enormous.
What looks like a dirt drive to get up to the house. It is, let's just say if you're on one end of the house and you need something from the other end, you need to make a cell call.
So what, Sam, you were asking this earlier, what is going on where he shares a rental with two guys that claim they had no idea he was going to do anything like this?
It's a beautiful house.
But then he has this gigantic mansion in the country with his wife and claims for a job he was bouncing around working at.
Absolutely none of the details that we have thus far make logical sense.
You know what makes sense to me? That police say she was pulled over at 10 a.m. yesterday with three of the kids in the car.
You're right. That actually does make sense.
With passports, guns, ammunition, and $50,000 cash.
By the way, that's before his name had been publicly released.
Something stinks.
Yeah, I can't make sense of the wife with the 50 grand, guns, and the kids.
And the passports.
And the passports, yeah.
You're telling me she didn't know? Now, Sam did say, is it possible she was running from him because she feared him? Something of that nature. I suppose that's possible. if he was a domestic abuser and she was on the run, I would find it curious that she was able to get her hands on $50,000 cash.
Well, and based on the details that we know about his life thus far, he wasn't just hiding in the shadows and exploded emotionally one day. He was very involved. I mean, he worked in Africa as a philanthropist for the agriculture industry.
John Miller, who used to work in the New York City Police Department, I believe he's in the counterterrorism unit. He's now an analyst for CNN, said today when he was being interviewed on set, he said, this is not somebody who just snapped, to your point, Sam. This is a slow burn to get to this point where this is building and it's building and, you know, whatever's not going right in his life or with his political beliefs, it's a slow cook until it just boils over. This is not somebody who snaps. This is, you put the cold water in the pot and you turn it up to high and you wait. And it just gets warmer and warmer and warmer and warmer until it's hot and the water boils over. That's what's going on in his brain.
And he and his wife had both worked in politics.
Yeah, they had been appointed.
But there's a big but with that.
Yeah. I will say this. They were appointed by Tim Walz to – he was on some committee or something. I can't – you know, some public committee. But everybody on his target list, as far as we know, is a Democrat.
Like I said, it doesn't make sense.
And they were all – yes. It had to do with abortion.
Videos are starting to leak of his – evangelicalism. I don't want to call him a pastor. This is not a man of God.
Clearly not.
But there are videos starting to leak of his fiery sermons and his beliefs that do not align in any way, shape, or form with anyone who would support the left side of the aisle. We will just leave it at that.
There's going to be nobody on the right who's going to say, yeah, he did it. That's great.
The words I'm reading right now are a homegrown American white supremacist domestic terrorist.
Yeah, and that's something else, by the way. I'm glad you brought that up. At the news conference today, they being the prosecutors, federal prosecutors, were asked, how come he's not charged with domestic terrorism? And they said, that is a charge we could add later. We haven't decided.
Good.
But it's not currently on the list of charges, at least on the federal level. I haven't seen the state charges yet. I believe they include two counts of first-degree murder, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and a $5 million bond.
913-586-7798. Emmanuel Cleaver's name was on the list, we have learned as of this afternoon. Cleaver said he was informed yesterday. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So we were talking about this during the break, and it came up during one of the news conferences today. I don't remember which one. But one of the reporters asked, well, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm hearing somebody banging on my door and they've got a flashlight and they're saying they're the police and there's a car out in my driveway with lights a flashing and it all looks and sounds legit.
Right.
How am I to know that it's not and that I'm opening the door to
I ain't answering the door.
The police said, and this is a good point, if you have concerns, questions, you can call. They said this is perfectly legitimate. Call 911 and say there is a police officer at my front door. Did you dispatch a police officer to this address? And the dispatcher will be able to tell you immediately whether they did or whether they did not.
Because the first couple that went to that door somehow miraculously survived. Each of them were shot 4 times.
I believe that's correct.
As soon as they opened the door, one of them said to him, you're no police officer, because mm-hmm. he had that creepy mask of nightmares.
Yeah. And they just showed on CNN a frontal of the mask. Obviously, his face is not in it, but it's just this think Halloween, you know? Which one was it? Was it Halloween or Friday the 13th where he wears the silicone mask? I get those two confused all the time. But anyway, it not the hockey mask, but the other one. That's what it looked like. And if I opened my door to that, I wouldn't even have time to say, you ain't no cop. The door would close immediately because I would know that's not a cop.
But there wasn't time, Scott. And you know also it was the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And
you're groggy.
You're groggy and someone's right. banging on your door. I mean, I just...
You know, and I'll tell you this, think about, and they discussed this at the federal news conference today. Think about if that one sergeant in the parking lot who the last thing, and again, I think it was a woman, the last thing she hears on her radio is, and I mean, by that, I mean police radio, is that there had been shots fired at a state senator's house in a suburb, a couple of suburbs over. You know, think
that's awful.
Roland Park to Lenexa, something like that. And she has the wherewithal and the smarts to tell two cops who are just coming on duty, hey, go swing by the speaker's house just in case.
Just in case.
We don't know if this was politically motivated or if it was a burglary and the senator came downstairs and interrupted a burglary in progress and just happened to be a victim in that capacity. Go swing by the speaker's house and see what's going on. Because it was when those two police officers did, and he knew that it was up. And and keep in mind, he had parked his car with lights of flashing in the speaker's driveway. He fires at them. They fire. I don't know if they fired back. I think they did. Regardless, he breaks into the house and shoots the speaker and her husband, Mark, and then goes out the back door and disappears into the dark night. But he had to leave his car behind with all that evidence in there. So they were able to identify him almost immediately. And now he has no way to get the addresses that he had stored on those pieces of paper in the car, and he has no vehicle.
The Associated Press is reporting that the man accused of assassinating the top Democrat in the Minnesota House, and this is not the first place I've read this, this is widely being reported, had deeply religious and politically conservative views. Okay. Fine. A lot of people do. I'm not making a comment about that.
Okay.
Deeply religious and politically conservative views. A lot of people have deeply conservative views, some of them fiscally, some of them socially. My parents are both absolutely on the right side of the aisle.
Where are you going here?
Most normal people with deeply held views, no matter what they are, do not then go out as some sort of one man homicidal maniac assassin to what, Scott? So those were his views. Fine.
Well, the guy who shot up the baseball practice was far left.
You are not going to change our system, how it runs, the way we elect and nominate our leaders to go to Washington. So other than he's just a nut, an absolute nut, homicidal nut, I just, how did we get here?
Have we mentioned the text he sent to his family yet?
I mentioned the text he sent
to his roommates. What did he send to the family?
He texted a family group chat at 6:18 in the morning, this according to Fox 9 News in Minneapolis. Dad went to war last night. I don't want to say more because I don't want to implicate anybody.
Oh.
6:18 a.m.
Well, what time was mom pulled over? You know where dad's going is the gas chamber.
Mom was pulled over at 10?
Yeah.
Well, safe to say she knew something.
I knew it. I've said all day she knew.
But here's, and I was saying this to Dana.
And Scott, real quick, wait a minute. Right. If you and I, how long were they married, Sam? 30 years? And I get I know because I live in the state of Minnesota that there have been lawmakers shot. Two of them are almost dead. Two of them are dead. And I get a text that says, Dad went to war last night. You're not going to see that as a spouse and go, oh, I wonder, did he go over to fight for Ukraine? She knew. You know she knew.
Well, here's what I do know. The passports and guns together, if that turns out to be accurate, has me a little befuddled. So with the passports in the car, you can presume that they were contemplating going into Canada, the closest state or closest country. I doubt she's going to go all the way down to Texas and into Mexico.
She was also north of the city where they lived, so 73 miles.
Possibly heading toward the Canadian border. Number one, I heard this on the radio as it broke live Saturday morning, where they were talking about some political thing, and then they just say, we need to stop. We're switching course. There's breaking news out of the state of Minnesota, blah, 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 and then they told the story. And this was about, give or take, and this is a rough guess on my part, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. He wasn't publicly identified until several hours after that. So if she's going to Canada, why does she have guns in the car? Because that's the first thing that they're going to notice when you check in at Border Patrol is you have guns in your car. Now you're in big trouble trying to sneak guns across the Canadian border.
A later text read, allegedly, of course, all of this is alleged. Words are not going to explain how sorry I am for this situation. There's going to be some people coming to the house armed and trigger happy, and I don't want you guys to be around.
Okay, very vague. That might have been enough to scare her.
Are you kidding me? She knew.
We don't know that.
You don't live with a complete unhinged nut.
Well,
then get that text while there's a manhunt blowing up everyone's cell phone the state you live in. And then you get that text and you think, oh, I wonder what he did last night.
Well, but to follow that logic, then his two other roommates would have to have known as well.
And what was the text to the roommate, Sam?
I don't remember exactly.
Something to the effect of paraphrasing, we got to get to the break.
I'm sorry.
Well, that was the last thing he wrote. I'm probably going to be dead after tonight. Then he went on to.
And that was the day prior or the day of?
That was Friday.
That was Friday.
The shootings occurred at 2 o'clock in the morning on
she
Saturday.
She got that text at 6:18 in the morning, and then they find her with $50,000 cash and the passport and the gun. She knew.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. Viral advice from a doctor. I clicked on it. Here we are.
Little clickbait.
What did we say about clicking on links?
Most people are guilty of doing this in the shower, but one medical expert's warned it's incredibly dangerous. Don't do it.
Oh, I do it every time.
Easy killer.
What you do in the shower is your business, but there's one specific thing experts wish people would stop doing while sudsing up, and that is relieving yourself.
This is not true.
One health expert shared in a now viral TikTok with more than 1 million views that emptying your bladder while standing in the shower can be damaging, especially for women.
It's almost impossible to resist.
Ladies, hot take, but don't pee standing up in the shower or anywhere for that matter. You are training your bladder that it's okay to empty while standing. Don't do it. This could cause bladder leakage, as expected.
How else am I supposed to do it?
People flooded to the comment section to share their opinions. One woman wrote, "My body created a human. I'm going to let her tinkle wherever she likes." Another wrote, "I can't even enjoy the simple pleasures in life." I'm just passing it on.
I'll be honest. I don't even care if I'm a guest in somebody's home.
Oh no!
It's impossible.
Hotel Yes.
Brother's house? Yep.
Okay. Sibling's house, if you're a man only, maybe.
I can't remember the last time I got into a shower and didn't do that.
1/4 of Americans admit that they do that, quote, regularly.
3/4 are liars.
I agree with Scott.
It's all plumbing, I suppose.
I mean, come on. It's just, it's natural. When that warm water hits you, that's why, you know, the old joke when your buddy's passed out in college and you get a bowl of warm water and you put their hand in it.
Yep.
And then the next morning they wake up and they've wet themselves.
Okay, here's why. I'm glad you brought that up. Number one, it's not very hygienic, but more important than that,
you're in the shower.
Listen, for women, it could destroy your pelvic floor, and it also might create the mental association where you hear water running, all of a sudden you need to run to the bathroom. And men, it is unhealthy for you too. Quoting here from a urological surgeon at Alexander Hospital in England, since the pelvis and spine muscles are most relaxed while sitting, sitting, men, is the most efficient way of relieving yourself.
Okay, cool. I'm glad that he put that study out there. I'm not going to listen to it.
What do you mean it's not hygienical? I mean, you're in the shower. The next thing I'm reaching for is the soap.
And men have been peeing standing up.
I'm just
since
reading.
Man became man.
You know what happens? News. I'm going to tell you. If I let it be known, and I do, number one, sometimes sitting down, but it's usually if it's in the middle of the night and I'm tired, it's like 2:30 in the morning, I don't want to fall over, so I will sit down. But if any man made it publicly known that they sit down every time they go, number one, they would be laughed at, ridiculed, mocked. Oh, you sit down?
You would quote the urologist.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. While all my buddies are making fun of me, I'm going to go, well, you know, there's this well-known urologist at Alexander University in England who says that the pelvic bones and whatever. No. No. No man's going to admit that. That's crazy talk. Air India had another problem.
But what?
Yeah, not as bad as last week's. An Air India flight had to go back to Hong Kong today after taking off due to a mid-air technical issue just days after another one of the airline's flights crashed and killed at least 270 people. Air India said in a statement that the New Delhi-bound plane landed back in Hong Kong safely and was undergoing checks as a matter of abundant precaution. Well, nice that you're doing it for that flight when you didn't do it on the one before.
Does it mention, is it a Dreamliner 787-8?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. It was a Boeing 787-800 Dreamliner. That is correct. Mm-hmm. You couldn't pay me money to get on an Air India plane right now.
It's not Air India's fault.
Well, it is when the plane coming into Ahmedabad last week, everybody's complaining who were on the flight previously that there were all kinds of electric issues on that flight, and then it takes right back off 2 hours later. A fourth lawsuit is filed against two men charged in connection with the drug-related deaths of three others in Kansas City's Northland. Norma Chester filed a lawsuit against Jordan Willis and Ivory Carson last week. Miss Chester is the mother of Ricky Johnson, one of the men police found at a Kansas City North home in January of 2024. She filed the lawsuit on behalf of Johnson's three children.
Can I ask you something?
Yes,
you can sue anyone in the United States. Correct. If you have standing, and I believe she does.
Yeah, she's suing on behalf of his three children, yeah.
Where is anyone going to get a nickel out of the man who rented that home? There's no even umbrella homeowner's policy. Correct me if I'm wrong. He was a renter of that property.
You mean the guy who was living in the property?
Yes.
Isn't he one of the two?
Yes.
Jordan Willis or Ivory Carson?
No. The survivor lived at the rented property.
Oh.
And there, you know, all the questions, well, how come he went in and didn't answer the door for 2 days? And then remember he left and checked himself into rehab and never went back to that house. You know, and those children, of course, need to be taken care of. But from what pot of money is that going to come from for all four families?
You're trying to get blood from a turnip. It's not going to happen.
There isn't any money.
No, absolutely not. No.
And quite frankly, I people have said, is there justice? Are we going to see justice in this case?
You might criminally. You won't civilly. I don't think there's any way you will. You can't. It's hard to get money from people that don't have a lot.
Now, there were charges. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sam. We had Eric Zond on the program a couple months ago to talk about it. And a long, long, long line of detective work that went into that.
They are charged with 2 counts of delivering a controlled substance, 3 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Yeah. They have both pleaded not guilty.
Yep.
All 50 states, as well as Washington, D.C., and 4 U.S. territories have agreed to sign a $7.4 billion settlement with the company and once prominent family behind OxyContin. This was announced today. The settlement resolves pending litigation against Purdue Pharma, which, under the leadership of the Sackler family, invented, manufactured, and aggressively marketed opioid products for decades. States and cities across the country said it fueled waves of addiction and overdose deaths. The attorneys general in 55 states and territories have signed on to the historic settlement, which they said will end the Sacklers' ownership of Purdue and bar them from making, selling, or marketing opioids in the United States.
They still got to keep their yacht, don't they?
And their freedom. Purdue introduced OxyContin, a brand name of oxycodone, in the 1990s and filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2019 after the company was sued thousands of times.
You said how many billion?
7.4.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Now they're all the way down to 6. What are they going to do?
Yeah, they're still allowed to keep some of their money, are they not? Even though the company filed for bankruptcy?
The family is worth $13 billion. The company is separate, but they will have to pay up the $13 billion.
Okay. And the U.S. Supreme Court today rejecting a copyright challenge to Ed Sheeran's hit Thinking Out Loud, brought by a partial owner to the rights of Marvin Gaye's 1973 classic, Let's Get It On.
We played these side by side.
I don't hear it.
I don't either.
Lower courts found that the chord progression and harmonic rhythm in Gaye's song is too commonplace to be legally protected.
Good.
Quoting here from Judge Michael Park, he's from the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and no reasonable jury could find that the two songs taken as a whole are substantially similar in light of their dissimilar melodies and lyrics.
Remember Ed Sheeran at the end of that trial came out and played for the jury like 50 songs that have the exact same chord progression.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start telling people with only 12 notes, you can't replicate chord progressions, it would end music as we know it.
AC/DC ought to sue themselves because all their songs sound the same.
Nice.
Thank you. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I've been holding this Stop the Planet story for Scott all day long.
Ooh, am I getting off the planet?
You are getting off. Baffled parents forced to follow bizarre rule at kindergarten graduation. The confused and proud mom of a kindergartner went viral on social media this week after posting a video from her child's graduation ceremony where parents were forced to withhold their applause, or most of it anyway. In the confusing clip dubbed dystopian by some viewers, attendees were compelled to conform to a strange standard indeed. Just one clap, singular, per graduate.
So Dana Wright.
That's it.
Wow.
Armchair critics could wait to comment on the awkward affair made public by mom Angelica Pueblos. The video has already racked up over 5 million views and drew in remarks ranging from flabbergasted to flippant, with one person writing, "We're rationing claps now? There are only 17 children that were graduating. Why are they so strict about this?" someone else asked.
I mean, you better get everything that you need out of that one clap. That better be a solid hand connection.
There's only 17 kids. I mean, even if we clap for like 10 seconds per kid, we're out of there in about 5 minutes.
You know what they need? They need a countdown clock. And you know how at the massive graduations, they say, please hold your applause until the end.
Yeah, which never happens.
No, there's always like 10 or 12 families that with air horns.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I was so happy that when Olivia graduated law school, they allowed everyone to clap for every graduate because there were 50 of them. So there, you yes, 100%. They say, Scott Parks, you can clap. Here there are 17 kids. And keep in mind, it's not the entire audience clapping once for every child. It's just like mom, dad, grandma, and grandpa. That's it.
But what if we go?
Oh, you're out!
Now, what if kid doesn't get their certificate?
What if you each clap at a different time?
Mm.
Then you have, you know, if you have 15 people with you, at least the kid gets 15 claps.
Listen to what the mom wrote. At first, I started to clap more than once to show we have the power here, but nobody followed suit.
Right. Could you drive without GPS, Dana Wright?
Where?
To a place you don't know the exact location.
Does where matter you have for the address. Answer?
Not for her.
No.
You couldn't.
Is it on a major number or major name street like in Kansas City? I could.
If I told you to go to 110th and Quivira,
yes.
You could do that easily.
1,000% I could do that. You get me west of Quivira, north of 119th, I'm out. I couldn't. Like if you said go to Elmont Street in Olathe.
I think
no.
You meant south of 119.
I think you meant south as well.
I'm not great north either.
Because currently we're north.
We are north.
You know, we just moved. And do you know how many times I've gone the other way? I've gone the wrong, like already.
It's right over there.
I know.
It's also the same way.
I know. But sometimes we're coming from different places. I'm like, do we go left here? And he's like, oh my God.
Oh boy.
Whew. More than half of Americans say they're either good or excellent at navigating without GPS. Another 27% say they're fair. 17% say they're poor.
Okay.
Check that. 10% say they're poor, and 7 say they're, Dana Wright, terrible.
You know why? Because your brain is either wired to understand spatial things at birth, or it is not. There is no gray area. You can either figure out maps or you can't.
Men and Americans over the age of 45 were more likely than the others to say that they are excellent or good at navigating without GPS.
Then why are they the worst ones to stop and ask when we're lost?
I'm good at that. I'm very good at navigating.
Will you ask? Okay.
Now, if I'm going to a particular house and it's, you know, in an area that I haven't been before, I'm going to be the first one to say, GPS, find this for me.
Oh, and I love good old boy landmark directions. You'll see a tractor on your right.
Turn left at the tractor.
Go left at Ed's Mule.
Yes.
You can't miss it.
Hey, real quick before we get out of here. Last week, we were taking submissions for the Parks and Pops Father's Day gift card giveaway with Hy-Vee, and they were fantastic about it. Our big winner was Chris Daly, and here's what Chris said about being a dad and winning. Being a father, I'm quoting it from Chris, being a father means always showing up for your kids, being present in the moments that matter, whether it's a trip to the park, tossing a ball around, catching a movie, or just joining them in whatever makes them smile. It's all about being part of their world and supporting what they love. Chris, on behalf of Hy-Vee, we say congratulations. You're the winner of the Parks and Pops Father's Day gift card giveaway. We got to get it going. Today is Take Your Cat to Work Today. Don't know who participated in that. Birthdays today, Phil Mickelson.
You've gotta be
kidding
me right
now. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. Phil Mickelson is 55, and Lori Metcalf from Roseanne is 70.
Stop that right now.
Sam, Stevie, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.